It fits you brilliantly, my lady. You'll be turning heads at the party.
Yes, for the occasion. I think it's lovely. But I'm a little concerned with the colour. The way that it...
Good afternoon, sir. I'll be with you in just a moment. All right? Sorry, what did you say to him? Did you... sorry. What was the issue?
No, the... why don't you attend to him while I look through the bolts?
Are you sure? I'm not...
No, it's perfectly fine. He's as much a customer as I am. I have some comparisons to do anyway, so I will ask for your assistance if I need it. Please, go help him.
Of course, my lady. Hello. my name is Rebecca. How may I help you? Oh, pick up. Yes, of course, sir. It is right under here. I see you on the street sometimes. It's nice to finally meet you face to face. Right. I don't suppose you have much need to come into a dress shop ordinarily. Here you go. I actually... I'm sorry, you said the name was Tilton. But that's...
Oh, no. My apologies, I couldn't help it over here. What seems to be the issue?
I think... I must have accidentally switched up the boxes. Mrs. Sweeney got Miss Tilton's box by mistake.
Oh, no.
And she was in a rush and it got me frazzled. Neither of us did a double check.
Well, could you simply go and exchange it? The village isn't too big.
She was heading to the train station when she left. His sister's getting married in Yorkshire, but... maybe I can still catch her. She only left about... maybe 15 minutes ago. Oh, but I can't leave the shop.
I don't mind looking after things. I'll hold down the fort while you go look for her.
Are you sure? Because I may be a while.
It's no trouble. I'm not in a rush. I can admire your new patterns.
Oh, go on.
Go. Time is of the essence.
Oh, right. Yes. Thank you so much, my lady. I promise I'll be right back as soon as I can. And my sincerest apologies, sir. I'll get your order. Oh, I can't believe this happens. The one day Mrs. Redford leaves me in charge. I'll be right back.
Well, that was certainly something. Fancy meeting you down in the village. Who did you say the order was for? Abigail? She's one of our maids, isn't she? Oh, how kind of you to run errands for the other staff on your day off. Are you so frequently charitable? Well, I suppose that does make sense. Papa asked me to pick him up some egg tarts from the bakery down the street. Well, nagged, really. Mrs. Hemch may be an excellent cook, and I'm very glad we employ her, but if you've ever had one, you'll know those tarts are unmatched. Fine, I will not scream it to the heavens, but I implore you not to make a liar out of me. Honesty is actually a virtue of mine, believe it or not. You must be popular downstairs. Jumping to your co-worker's defence like that. It's very telling. Although I think your little interaction with the assistant just now may have given a few more things away. Oh, the Twitter patient. It was very cute, if not a flimsy portrayal on her behalf, but I can't blame her. It's hard to remain collected when someone as dashing and mud-stained walks through the door. How on earth did you manage that, pray tell? Were you assaulted by a band of misfits? What hooligans? My God, did they really? I suppose they could smell your disloyalty to Mrs. Hermsch through the aroma of hot buns children are gifted like that. Is that what's in your bag? I had assumed it was heavy with the parcels of many a maid, but now I can only imagine it's near overflowing with contraband. You better have left some for the rest of us. Last time they were all out of their honey scones, and I've never quite forgiven the person who bought them. Whoever, wherever they may be, my scorn shall one day find them. I'm allowed to be petty. It's not purely the poor man's trait to find vindication in the justice of paltry slights. Keep talking like that, and you'll find yourself in a bit of hot water downstairs. I can hardly imagine the disappointment on Mrs. Hermsch's face in her discovery of your hoard. Although the laundry maid will probably be equally as hurt. Here, why don't we make headway on diminishing the issue? I imagine you only own one pair of casual trousers? Maybe two? Well, say the same herd of youths dedicate their energy to pick on you again next time you come down. I would have, as a child. There's just something about your face. It's very tempting to throw mud pies at. You can't be walking around in your uniform while you wait for the stains to come out. And what if your other pair gets soiled as well? What if they're ruined past the point of no return? It simply won't do. Hand me the measuring tape. What? I'd rather our staff not walk around in filthy rags for garments. What will people think? It would be an overstatement if I couldn't see a thrice-mended hem on your left trouser leg. Did you mend it yourself? Now don't make me repeat myself. Hand me the tape and straighten your back. Well, I'm not about to have you running around looking like you've just taken a tumble in the rain. Although now I'm looking at you, this whole ensemble needs refreshing. Take off your jacket. I insist. Look at this, the mud's even gotten on your shirt. Oh look, another obvious min. Tell me, who was the talented seamstress that used red thread on a white shirt? It's all bunched as well. Where's a pencil? And how many of these do you own? And that's not including your uniform. I don't know how you can operate with such a limited wardrobe. Arms up, please. I suppose it helps that you're not expected to change for every meal or walk or tea. Yes, see, I beat you to it. Trust me, I am not without my gripes. It is a nuisance. You clearly don't know the amount of effort that goes into robing and disrobing, untying things and then lacing them back up multiple times a day. Then you should be especially compassionate. A lady's maid has the most grueling task of the whole process. Although I'd argue that being forced to sit through endless dinners with less than enchanting guests and a smile on your face adds to the burden of high class. I have one of those coming up, actually. Mr. Maylord is dining with us in a few weeks after his trip to India. I'm sure he'll be all a plaster with riveting tales of his business deals. Perhaps he'll have seen a tiger. That will make for a delightful story he can retell at every encounter. I do so love to be wooed.
Do you think so? I must admit, that thought has crossed my mind daily.
And it would suit his character very well, wouldn't it? Normally, of course, what a tale of woe to be the victim of a broken engagement, but who am I to compete with the daughter of a Maharaja? I wouldn't stand a chance. Unfortunately, there's been no such letter yet. I can only imagine, because they're royalty, speak English so fluently. I ought to have a vague semblance of what I'm doing. I've gotten measured enough. Speaking of, might I ask your opinion? This dress, how well does it suit me? I'm worried it might make me look a bit inviting. I just figured you might have an opinion on it, being someone I have shared intimate moments with. I'm just trying to get a feel for what kind of reaction I ought to expect. Perfectly innocent. Huh. Then, good, I suppose. Lift your arms again. I need to snake it around. So, then you wouldn't be at all tempted by the sight of me. If we were walking in the garden, say, and we were alone, nothing about this would have the power to catch your attention. You needn't lie to pamper my pride. I'm not a child in need of protection. It's more an affront to handle me like china. Just admit to your feelings and we can square this away. I understand, of course, that our last connection was for my benefit, so it made me very good, in fact, to know if I should gather a proper opinion elsewhere. Maud? I'd say measuring your legs is hardly inappropriate if things are so completely platonic. If it really bothers you, we're hidden enough from the storefront. Who would we be offending if no one is here to see? If you're this attached to the social hierarchy, you sure have a curious way of showing it. The fuss you put up is hardly indicative of your previous actions or your statement just now. Yes, I suppose it was a favour. Thank you so much, yet again. So allow me to buy you a new outfit in return. I can see that look as clear as day. I'm not buying you off. It's just a show of appreciation. And I feel my duty as a lady of the house. Nonsense. I have my own allowance. I would do it for any of our staff. You simply have the added misfortune of providing me comfort during a crisis, which clearly sits with you uneasily. But I can assure you, your torment is misplaced. Why don't we just ignore it? All right, but... What did you think I was going to do? Have you ever had someone skip your inseam? I read about it. That's all. How should I know? There are so many books lying about the estate. My aunt leaves them propped open half the time she's here. Anyway, I've read paragraphs mentioning fitting trousers several times. I think I have the gist of where my hands are supposed to go. I need to take my time. If the length is too short, you won't be able to wear them at all. Oh. Are you ticklish?
sorry. Now, this area, I'll need to wrap it around. Yes, just from your hip to your inner thigh. What's the matter? Just relax and let me get the numbers.
You're acting like we're committing a scandal.
Do you normally wear your trousers so tight? Or have you simply grown out of these?
No. But they look awfully uncomfortable. I can't imagine they're fitted correctly.
You really think this is your proper size?
Not to be rude, but I can even feel the strain. I think I best ought to undo them so I can get the proper measurements. Don't you?
Don't worry, I may not do up my own gowns, but I'm not ignorant in the ways of buttons.
You said this new outfit feels like payment. But I would never cheapen your goodwill that way if you didn't want it. But I am more than willing to return the favor. And would you be comfortable with that? A kindness for a kindness. You seem like you need it. Happily.
No, it's perfectly fine. I wasn't expecting it to be so... It's so hot. It nearly burns my hands. It is... It is... certainly different than I expected. It's more handsome. Well, it suits you.
That was a unique reaction. Just from running my fingers over the top. What if I make circles, right?
No. Amazing the things you find in books. I believe I'm going to understand it more this seems to be sensitive. Right here. And when I rub my thumb. Oh, so this is a good motion, I assume. And now. And down. It's amazing how well you prepare yourself. You're just already so slick. It's not what I was expecting.
This is becoming like a playground. You shouldn't let me have too much fun here. I might not be able to stop.
Could you do that again? Wait. Don't simulate it. I think I can make it come out again on my own. If I just I knew it. When you did this to me, I was completely shocked. I knew there must have been a reverse activity. I'm so glad I discovered what I did about the methods. What if I turn my tongue in circles like this? No. You deserve this. Don't feel under pressure to be anything other than yourself. Did you do me that service as a man or as an employee? Then good. Let me return all the pleasure you gave me that night. Fine. If it really worries you, let me see how well of a job I can do. Yes, you can grab my hair. What good is a hat after all? Oh,
told you. Novels. Forgive me for having my interests piqued. Whose fault could you imagine that is? I didn't know I could go that deep. Okay, let me try. If you're going to finish, can you do it in my mouth? Well, where else? I really ought to know you're happy. Oh, yes, that's right. Let me taste it. This was a bad idea. You look satisfied. Would you consider that a favor repaid? Excellent. I'm quite flattered my skills could be of use. Lucky I was able to learn them in the first place. Thanks to you. Perhaps you should get a plaque in your honour. Let me finish getting your chest measurements. Just in case you thought it was all a ploy. I think you'll find I'm a much more generous person than you previously thought. Lift your arms. I need to snake it around. Really? And what transpired just now has nothing to do with that change of tune. No. And you're sure the dress had absolutely nothing to do with it? Really? No, That's just... Sorry. It's flattering. It's making me a bit dizzy, actually. Hold on. You're not... Are you mocking me? I'm not sure if I should trust... Yes, of course. It's just... it's not something I ever expected you to say. To me. Seems my clever ruse is working better than I anticipated. Polish the silver. That's typically a one-man job, isn't it?
Oh, I'm back. Milady?
Yes, I'm here. Just a moment.
I was able to catch her in the nick of time. You wouldn't believe how fast I was running. Anyway, I swapped the dresses, so Mrs. Tilton will have hers now. I'm so glad I got there before the train. That dress she had was definitely not wedding material. Oh, well, that's a relief. How fantastic. I'm glad she made it. It was very good of you. Most people wouldn't have put in the effort. Oh, you really think? I hope Mrs. Redford sees it that way. Did anyone come in?
No, not at all. Shop has been quiet as a sunbeam.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't mean any offence, my lady. It's just I had only realised when I was halfway there that you probably have no idea how to run a shop.
No, none taken.
Sir, I got your package. I hope the wait wasn't too much trouble. Oh, you've both been very kind. Is there anything else I can help either of you out with?
Yes, actually. It seems you were right about this dress.
It is rather perfect.
Oh, that's wonderful, my lady. I told you look just like a rose. Would you like me to package it up for you?
No, I think I'll wear it out. My mother will be expecting to see it as soon as I get home anyway. I would like to place another order, though. The gentleman is in dire need of a few new items. He still needs to peruse the fabrics, but once that's done, I'd like them applied to a jacket, shirt, and a new pair of trousers. Make sure he gets a look at the whole selection.
Yes, my lady.
I must be off. I still have some shopping to do. Good job again today. You have the makings of a fine shopkeep. And I wouldn't mind keeping the incident today out of Mrs. Redford's ears.
Thank you, my lady. Don't forget your basket.
Thank you.
Well then, should we start with getting your measurements, sir?
No need.
Oh?
I think you'll find those are already written down. Good afternoon. All right. Time... What? What? A scone? Sneaky thing. Well, I suppose you've escaped my vengeance for now. My father's, on the other hand. Let's hope you left us some tarts.